This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we had football, right? We finished with football. And the, I wasn't that happy about the Super Bowl, but still, it worked out. I do want to see Tom Brady and the Bucks or the Cowboys, obviously, make it to the Super Bowl next year. But we'll see. So we had football, we had the NCAA, we had March Madness, the NCAA Championship, with Kansas winning. That was good. Still working out. Now we got baseball season. Well, with baseball season, all right, one thing that's really cool about baseball is the food. I mean, baseball has been around way before even, radio, television. It is probably one of the older sports in America. And so there's peanuts, there's the hot dogs, there's, obviously beer and all the more modern foods. But one of the older pastimes is the Cracker Jack. Now, Cracker Jack candy, I think it's like a sugar caramel-coated popcorn. I don't do well with that. You know, I don't. I love popcorn. Cracker Jack was okay, but the reason why I didn't like Cracker Jack is it made me thirsty. When I would eat Cracker Jack, it would make me thirsty. And I'm not diabetic or anything. It's just you're sitting there at a ball game, and you're eating this, and it's really hard to get water. So I never really bought Cracker Jacks. And then there's supposed to be a toy in the box. And the toy wasn't that cool. You know, I'm thinking toy. I mean, my favorite toys growing up was the Big Wheel, you know, or Light Bright. So there's really not much in a Cracker Jack box I would want as a toy. In fact, I thought cereal box toys were cool, and I really liked the little toy in the McDonald's Happy Meal. Okay, those toys I like. So Cracker Jacks were never my favorite. You know, but Cracker Jacks got so famous that they were even in the song, the Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it's not like, find me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, something like that. So Cracker Jacks, the Cracker Jack, has been beyond famous. Well, because of the way the world is going, now PepsiCo, who owns Frito-Lay, because Frito-Lay is a subsidiary of PepsiCo, and who now owns Cracker Jack, is now making Cracker Jill. So Cracker Jill is the female component of Cracker Jack. Now, they are doing this to honor and support women in sports. I know there's a lot of controversy over which side is more progressive. Is it women in sports or all who identify as women in sports? And then do we stereotype them with a Jill that looks feminine? Or I think, you know, while everybody is still trying to figure out what is not politically incorrect when we talk about women, when we talk about women in sports, Cracker Jack, meanwhile, makes Cracker Jill. And so Cracker Jill is going to be on, there's like five different versions, and Cracker Jill is represented by different races and ethnicities. Okay, they only have five, but they have five different representations. And then they're going to be giving these out at every professional baseball arena or park, ballpark, if you donate $5 to the Women's Sports Foundation. So, I mean, it's cute. It's a cute logo. They don't have all the Cracker Jills and skirts. You know, some are in pants. Some are in skorts. Some are in shorts. So it's, you know, I mean, they did it as, I guess, politically correct as they could. It just, as a woman, it just still kind of rubs me wrong. If you want to celebrate women in sports, don't take a male. We didn't even think Cracker Jack was a male. It was just called Cracker Jack. In fact, Cracker Jack has a bunch of terms. Cracker Jack could mean, God, that person's a Cracker Jack. That person's awesome in sports. There's also some dirty meanings of it, too. So when I heard you guys are doing Cracker Jill, is that really going to help the cause? You know, but because they're turning it into, well, if you donate money to the Women's Sports Authority, the Women's Sports Foundation, it seems to be very, productive. So the brand is also donating themselves $200,000. They're encouraging fans to donate as well to the national nonprofit that conducts research and advocacy in sports community programming to help girls and women across the country reach their potential in sport and life. They even changed the song. You know that Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Now they have, like, Buy Me Some Peanuts and Cracker Jill. See, instead of Cracker Jack. Let me see. No one can stop you if you have the will. So anyway, they changed it up, and they're being more inclusive of women, and yeah, that's nice, and, you know, but it's, when people do these things, and maybe it's because I'm a woman, all right, to me, that doesn't necessarily help our cause. Sometimes I think it kind of hurts. I think what Frito-Lay and PepsiCo are doing in order to raise money, and it's a great marketing idea, because here we are talking about Cracker Jill. You know, maybe it'll go viral and people won't call it Cracker Jack anymore. But to take a logo that might have had a male connotation, nobody even thinks about that anymore, and force it to be female in order to honor women, I think there's so many other things you could do to honor women, you know, and it's nice, but I think that, you know, sometimes we kind of put ourselves into a little bit of a bind. So the next question people have is, so, you know, Jill, is Jill now representative of girls? What if girls want to be called Pat? Or Stu, or Carter. So as I've said before, as we become more and more progressive, we sometimes, you know, alienate people, and we sometimes kind of put ourselves into a progressive box where we actually are anti-progressive certain groups. So I would recommend, look, it's great. Donate, that's wonderful, but, you know, I think there's other ways you could also honor and support women. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen.
Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, FDA has now pulled the authorization for GlaxoSmithKline COVID therapy. The monoclonal antibody therapy for sotrovimab, because it doesn't seem to be effective against baby Omicron or the Omicron subvariant. No shock there. If you remember, the other monoclonal antibodies didn't seem to do very well for Omicron. And so the FDA had said we were going to stop having the free clinics for those and the paid-for infusions.
So health regulators said that Tuesday's GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology's antibody therapy was no longer authorized as a COVID-19 treatment. The data suggested it was unlikely to be effective against the subvariant Omicron. It has already pulled its authorization for sotrovimab therapy in much of the U.S. Northeast last month. Shares, of course, of Vir Biotech dropped. But this is no shock. We have a variant. We are already on, I don't know how many variants we have had, and not just the Alpha, the Delta, the Omicron, and now the sub-Omicron, but we have had numerous variants of COVID. And most of our treatments seem to be, have been designed for the wild-type virus that possibly leaked from the lab almost 3 years ago. So this really is no shock. Now, GlaxoSmithKline and Vir have said that the treatment with the monoclonal antibody retains neutralizing activity against the subvariant, but researchers at Columbia University disagree. So they then decided to prepare a package of data to support the use of maybe a higher dose. And so I don't know if that's going to fly with the FDA. GlaxoSmithKline, they also have submitted an application for full approval of the drug. But if it doesn't seem to help the baby Omicron variant, they might have a tough time getting full approval. They are also trying to prove that it can help those in immunocompromised patients. I love the idea of monoclonal antibodies. You know how those work. It's basically your mercenaries. So if you don't have the antibodies to fight a virus, remember with President Trump, we didn't have vaccines yet. He hadn't gotten COVID yet. He gets COVID. So he gets the monoclonal antibody infusion, and it's basically borrowed antibodies. It's like you're getting the troops. Before you could train your own troops, you're getting already trained troops. They then block the virus, and then you hopefully don't get the full wrath of COVID. It's a fantastic concept. It's just, it's expensive. It's not very practical for a virus that's spreading across the whole United States. But if you are at high risk, getting monoclonal antibody treatment is fantastic. This way, if your natural immunity or your vaccine immunity isn't working, you have an option. GlaxoSmithKline spokeswoman Lindsay Myers said the company will continue to work with governments and health systems and ensure ongoing access to the sotrovimab. So this is no shock. We're dealing with, it's like using an old flu vaccine. You know, we have to realize that these viruses are changing. We spent all this money on wild type. Wild type is the original COVID. And as we have variants in these new sort of mutations, and actually some of these mutations aren't even new. We've been seeing the same mutations for 2 years. Time to update things. So a study had found that the COVID vaccine in kids is less effective against Omicron versus Delta, but it still wards off severe illness from both. So the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine provided less protection against the Omicron variant than it did the Delta strain in kids. But according to the New England Journal of Medicine, still protected kids enough against severe illness. The report said the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds reduced hospitalizations with COVID by more than two-thirds during the Omicron surge and protected against severe illness. Now, I believe they took into account that it was already flu season. It was already cough and cold season. You know, hospitalization season is always high during the winter, and Omicron just happened to hit then. But I'm sure they took that into account. Researchers found that vaccination also reduced COVID-19-associated hospitalizations in adolescents aged 12 to 18 and protected strongly against severe illness, according to a study that was co-led by Dr. Adrian Randolph at Boston's Children's Hospital. So, you know, parents have talked to me, and they have five-year-olds, six-year-olds, and they tell me that they're not excited about the kids getting a vaccine. They're not excited about their kids learning about sex. Like, I know. I thought sex ed was middle school, so I'm blown away that 6 and 7-year-olds are being taught about sex and any type of sex. I'm still shocked by that. But, you know, But some parents are, they keep asking. And many parents have even said, look, I don't want to give my kid the vaccine. And I can't, as a physician, endorse either. You know, as a physician, we recommend the vaccine. We have to go with benefits versus risks. But I encourage every parent to talk to the medical provider, their pediatrician, talk to, you know, them about side effects, talk to them about the advantages based on the child's medical history, based on what's going around in that city. And the reason why I'm torn is because when a parent says, I don't want my kid getting a, you know, a side effect, I can understand that fear. But also on the flip side, I don't like what COVID did to me. I feel changed. I don't sing like I used to. Okay, I know I didn't sing that well, but I mean, I sing worse now. I can't hit the notes. My voice is completely different since COVID. Also, that brain fog. I have friends that kind of look at me now. I mean, I look at them too because they, you know, like I was talking to my friend about his Tesla and his electric car, and I know all Teslas are electric. I know that. But I said something stupid, like, do you have a hybrid? And he's like, I just told you I have a Tesla. All Teslas are electric. And he kind of looked at me like, how do you not know that? I do know that. It's just, I think when I got Omicron COVID, despite my being vaccinated, despite stupid masks and all the other stuff we did, I still got COVID. And as a result, I sometimes get foggy like that. I don't want to be foggy. I need to be on it all the time. Now, I do work a lot. I do a full-time radio show. I see patients. I write. I teach. I do so much. You know, for the most part, I think I'm still, you know, maybe part of it could be I just do so much that, yeah, I do. I am allowed later at night to start to slow down a little bit. But I don't like that I never had to. I wouldn't get something like that wrong. You know, I'd say stupid things, but I would know what I'm talking about. So the point I'm making is when a parent says, you know, I don't want my child to get the vaccine, I also have to tell them, I don't want your child getting COVID or getting COVID to the degree that it affects the smell, affects the thinking, you know, affects people's moods. These long COVID symptoms are very confusing. You and I would get a cold. We got over the cold and we were fine. Right now I have allergies. We got really bad allergies in Vegas right now. Or you get the flu. You get the flu. Thank God if you lived through it and you didn't get pneumonia, you were fine. That's not what happened with COVID. Remember, I was coughing for almost 2 months. I still don't feel like my lung capacity's all there. This is a weird virus. And I still don't trust where it came from. And if you asked me, you know, do I trust Pfizer? And I trust Pfizer a heck of a lot more than I trust China. So for those of you that get upset that I've been saying, look, you know, parents should talk to their doctor about vaccinating children, because I don't want the virus in these kids. I'm not excited about, you know, I don't like mandating vaccines. And I get that it is very uncomfortable seeing all the things we inject kids with these days. It is a lot. I get that. I mean, you know, you can't just, you know, vaccine away every single disease. But I got to tell you, this virus is a weird one. And I just don't like the long-lasting effects. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oil executives are testifying in a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith puts the blame on the Biden administration's energy policies and accuses the administration of aiming to shut down oil and gas production in the United States.
President Biden should consider his own culpability for higher energy prices thanks to his relentless pursuit of policies that discourage domestic energy production.
The top Department of Justice official is unveiling new plans to disrupt and prosecute Russia's unjust war in Ukraine.
The first action we are announcing today is the unsealing of an indictment charging Russian oligarch Konstantin Malyseev.
Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the indictment was related to sanctions violations. You're listening to USA Radio News. Deliberations are continuing in Michigan in a high-profile case.
Jurors in a Michigan courtroom have yet to reach a verdict in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The trial has lasted 16 days. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Surging interest rates are driving mortgage demand down more than 40% from a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 10 basis points last week to 4.9%. Applications for loans to buy homes fell 3% for the week and are 9% lower than last year. Applications to refinance also falling another 10% from week to week. USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, it's April. Some of you guys love April. April is your favorite month. I don't do well with April. I have horrible allergies right now. My nose won't stop running. We have, you know, we have Passover coming. So you got to clean the house, get rid of any sort of carbs. And then you have to be on, you know, you have to be on unleavened bread for 8 days, so I get really constipated. April is just a rough month. I just don't do well. And then, of course, it's tax season. It's just not an easy time. And then you also have, you know, either senioritis with your kids or you have, you know, spring fever. It's just not an easy month for me. Well, apparently April is Stress Awareness Month. And so we have months for everything now. But Stress Awareness Month is a thing. and it's the month of April. But I don't mind this one. I don't mind there being a stress awareness month because we're all pretty stressed. This is some... it's pretty stressful. I mean, I couldn't imagine what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, there's nothing that we're going through that even compares to what is going on there. But it still is important for us to talk about things that you might be feeling, things that people might be feeling. And the funny thing is when you're stressed, you don't sometimes notice it, but other family members do. You know, I feel like I'm happy. I think that I'm walking around always with a smile and always carefree. But my kids are like, Mom, what's wrong? I go, what do you mean what's wrong? I'm like, usually you're singing. Usually your face looks different. And I'm like, well, I'm old. You know, then I'm all nervous. Like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong? Do I have more wrinkles? No, you know, other people will usually pick up on the stress. So what are signs of stress? So, okay, if you're quick-tempered. Okay, oh, my gosh, when my kids go, Mom, you know, you yelled at me about that. I go, did I yell at you because I told you multiple times to not leave wet, soapy, soggy bread in the sink? And you didn't listen to me? Is that why you think I'm quick-tempered? I mean, before it was, you know, Mom, are you on your period? No, I'm not on my period. It's just I've been telling you to do this multiple times. But signs of stress is being quick-tempered, problem sleeping, having mood issues. You might overeat. You might undereat. You might make poor food choices. That's how my husband knows I'm stressed. Because he's like, all right, what do you want from the grocery store? And I'm like, cake. I just want cake. He's like, what's wrong? Nothing. I want cake. He's like, you're stressed about something. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I am. Yeah. So when I make poor food choices, if you make poor choices in general, you know, yeah, let's go out, or yeah, I'll sleep with you. Why are you sleeping with somebody that you normally wouldn't sleep with? Stress. So that's obviously a concern. Memory loss, poor concentration, poor sex drive. When people are stressed, they don't want to have sex. Poor attitude towards exercise. So if somebody says, let's go to the gym. Okay, I love the gym. I love exercising. And if I'm like, nah, that's a sign. In fact, that's how one of my sons knew that something was up. Because I'm like, Mom, you want to go work out? I'm like, no, you always like to work out. What's wrong? So that's kind of it's a sign. Lack of motivation, lack of empathy. If you have headaches, stomach aches, if your periods are off, if you have poor erections, you know, that's a sign of stress. You know, it's really, really hard to just turn it on. And, you know, maybe when you're younger, you know, there could be a fire going on next to you. But, you know, when you're older, if you're stressed, it's sometimes hard to do. So that's a sign. Weight gain, weight loss, if you're fatigued, if you're hyperactive, if you don't really have attention to detail, if you frequently get sick, if you're constipated, if you get diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. So for me, stress probably manifests because I don't just sit there and go, oh, I'm stressed. I don't have the fast heart rate, the trouble breathing. I don't get that. But I get constipated. And then if I'm constipated and I can't go potty, I get stressed about that. I go, well, now I'm going to get bloated. So it feeds on itself. And the reason why stress is so important is because stress affects your mental health and your physical health. I mean, stress has long been associated with heart disease, with stroke, with depression, with obesity, with diabetes, the stress hormones, with cancer. So it's, you know, when people say, stress, that's not like, you know, one of the major food groups I need to worry about. It actually is. I mean, when it comes to your health, it's so important we as medical providers, while we're checking your blood pressure and ordering your blood work for your diabetes and checking your thyroid and examining you and looking at you for skin cancer, it is crucial for us to go, are you stressed? How's your stress levels? And if they're like, you know what, I'm good, then great. But if you're not, you know, you might be making poor choices. You might be drinking more alcohol. You might be smoking. Like I said, you might be sleeping with a person you shouldn't be sleeping with. You might be making choices like, I don't care. You might not be thinking as clearly. And then those choices could put you at risk for health issues. I mean, you get pregnant when you don't want to, or you get an STD, which, by the way, next week I think is STD week. That's going to be a fun one. So there's stress and then there's burnout. Burnout's a little different. Burnout is where you are just You're done. You're spent. It's almost the post-stress exhaustion. So signs of burnout is you just don't care anymore. You know? Hey, guys, the CEO is coming into town. So everybody else is like, oh, my God, I'm stressed. You not being stressed, you're probably burnt. All right? If you're exhausted, if you aren't sleeping well, if you have a negative attitude at work, saying this place sucks, if you start skipping work, if you start, you know, continuing being absent, if you are irritated, you feel empty, you dread going to work, you feel underappreciated, you feel you don't matter, you blame others for mistakes, you have low energy, and you think about quitting. We talk about burnout a lot on the show because they were saying the next public health threat is doctors and nurses burning out, especially after COVID. If they don't think they're appreciated, if they're getting fired for not getting vaccinated after working all those hours overtime, right, and putting their lives on the line, yeah, you're going to see burnout. And, you know, why should they care? If they don't feel that their patients or their company cares about them, then you can only have a one-sided relationship. You can only care so much. People get burnt out on relationships. You can't be the only one caring. You can't be the only one engaging in the relationship. After a while, you're like, I'm done. I'm out. You know, that's kind of when you're burnt on it. When you feel you've kind of reached your limit, you get burnt. So what do? Well, one is, I always say, you got to find the humor. You have to smile. You have to find the humor. It is the biggest stress relief. You know, I love watching Key and Peele, or I'll watch a funny movie. I love laughing. And I notice when I laugh, it helps. Also, music. Introduce more music. Music is so... Now, I mean, it's got to be a song that doesn't necessarily, you know, invoke certain bad memories or things like that. But I think music helps. I think dancing, exercise. But a big thing is you need to take care of yourself. If you're not sleeping, if you're not eating right, if you're smoking, drinking too much, that's not going to help. But if you're like, you know what, I'm going to work out. You know, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to eat healthy. It does help. Yeah, it might taste better temporarily to sink your teeth into a cupcake, you know, with a little, you know, with the frosting and the sprinkles. That's a temporary, you know, luxury. That's a temporary. Long term, you're going to feel better if you skip that, if you exercised, if you ate a salad. Learn to say no. You need to do the four D's: deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. My problem is I'm like, I'll do it. I got it. I'll do it. Just give it to me. I'll do it. No. Defer, deflect, deter, delegate. You can do that. It's a lot of work and it's hard to do. But if you don't say no, if you go, you know what, I'm going to take Wednesday afternoons off, then you don't do it. Make small goals. Don't compare yourself to others. Be charitable. Get a hobby. Work on your bucket list and complain. Complaining is one of the best things you can do for stress. Why not? 1-877-DOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. David writes, can you please give advice on prostate massage? Can it be beneficial? I have been curious about this topic. And will it achieve a better ejaculation and sensation? So prostatic massage, prostate massage is very real. And we have employed that in medicine treatments to release fluids from prostate ducts. It's not a common thing done, but remember, medicine, prior to all the fancy tests and medications, we would treat things very mechanically. So if you had prostate pain, if you had enlarged prostate, one of the things doctors would do is work on it. Now, maybe it needs flow. One thing about old-time medicine was there was a lot of issues with flow. And it's because they noticed the body flowed. You had tears. You had nasal flow. When you were sick, your nose would run. When you were when you had diarrhea, you would get the runs. Women with their periods. And so the old sort of healers and you know prior physicians would embrace the flow of things. And so if you were having issues with your urinary stream or issues with your prostate, it was not that unheard of to consider increasing flow, you know, of the prostate and things like that. So it's a, but we don't necessarily do that all the time. We don't really have a lot of studies on that. They do feel that it does help prostatitis. Prostatitis is where you have swelling, inflammation of the prostate gland, and it's not fun. For those people that have prostatitis, sometimes they don't feel necessarily the prostate area. They just feel the pelvis and the perineal area between the testicles and the anus, very kind of tender. And so sometimes the doctor will do prostate massage. Then they could test the fluid that comes from the prostate ducts, see, you know, but usually what we do now is we just give the antibiotics and we just give the anti-inflammatories. You know, that's the thing. We've gone to just the medication. We don't really necessarily do mechanical things. You know, like in the olden days, we would use leeches. I mean, we would just, again, increase flow. But now we'll just say, if you think your prostate's inflamed, here's an antibiotic. Why? Why wouldn't we go back to the mechanical? Well, one is maybe it's because, you know, people are touching less. Maybe it's because people want to be touched less. Not a lot of people want that done. So they're like, I don't want the rectal exam. So the doctor's like, well, I'm not even going to get into it with the mirror. Here's an antibiotic, whatever. But also a lot of it, too, is the lawsuits on sexual assault and harassment and you know, things like that. There's such a tendency now with doctors to not be around patients. I hear that. I hear doctors all the time saying, look, I wanted to tell them this, but I don't want to see the patient on video. I just want it over the phone. It's like people want less and less interaction with the patient because they feel they're going to get hurt or sued or something, you know, and it's when actually, you know, the more you do, the more you touch a patient and help them heal, the less liable you are. But I get it. There's this anti-touching. You know, in chiropractic, there's a coccygeal adjustment where if somebody is having coccydyna or pain of around their tailbone, you know, deep in the crack of their tushy area, there is a coccygeal adjustment that chiropractors are trained to do. They don't do a lot of them, but you go in vaginally or rectally, and you could adjust that bone. And to me, it makes perfect sense from a mechanical standpoint. It's just not very practical. Nobody's going to want that done. But it helps. You know? So, erections. Some people think that prostatic massage could help with erections. There's a whole bunch of things. If you have erectile dysfunction, we do worry about the heart. We worry about blood flow to the heart. So, you know, I don't think it's all about the prostate. Could be medications that are affecting erections. It could be stress. There's a lot of things that, you know. And so we do recommend a variety of things to help with that. But, you know, we don't really have a lot of studies, but there has been anecdotal evidence that prostatic massage might help with that. And then, of course, urine flow. A swollen prostate, you know, benign prostatic hyperplasia. I have not seen studies saying prostatic massage is going to treat that. I mean, if you have an enlarged prostate and you have that extra growth, you know, there's only so much you can do. But it might help a little bit. So, you know, are there risks? Well, you know, we don't want you to do it yourself. Apparently some people have tried to do it themselves. And how they would do it is they would, I guess, put a finger there rectally and then try to push on it. But it's much easier if another person does it. It's, you know, we don't usually recommend people doing things like that themselves.
So, you know, if it's painful, then it could be because you have an infection. So we usually don't want to kind of wake up the sleeping giant. We'll recommend, like, medication, make an antibiotic or anti-inflammatories. So, you know, it's a good question. And so I, you know, thank you, David, for writing that. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we're watching what's going on in Ukraine, Russia, and all that, North Korea and South Korea are starting to kind of rumble a little bit. And we hope not. We don't need this. We do not need everybody getting into a world conflict. But according to Fox News, North Korea has doubled down on its criticism of a senior South Korean official threatening to launch a preemptive strike. Now, this happened last week, and I don't think we've seen much more movement. But they did clarify that it is prepared to use its nuclear capabilities on South Korea should an attack occur. Now, this is Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. She is an authoritative figure in the government, and we've been seeing more of her. She called it she said it would be a serious mistake, referencing the preemptive strike. And North Korea would not strike its southern neighbor unless South Korea, provoked. So they said, in other words, the South Korean army will not be a target of our attack unless it takes any military action against our state. If the armies of both sides fight each other, the whole of the Korean nation will suffer disasters more horrible than it suffered half a century ago, apart from who wins and who loses the war or battle. So it was nice to get some clarification, because you wonder, you know, if people are going to want to take advantage of the current situation and what's going on right now in the world, as we're watching China, as we're sadly watching what's happening with Ukraine, and not doing more than I think we could. My only problem with that is Russia did the same thing. They go, well, if we feel attacked by Ukraine, we're going in. And then they said, you see, Ukraine attacked us. And it's like false flag. So I do worry that we have that sort of discourse and that sort of, you know, those sound bites of, look, you know, as long as we're not attacked, we're not going to attack you. Well, then what if they say we were just attacked? And everyone's like, well, who did that? I mean, so it's concerning, but, you know, at least so far, they're making it sound like no. Honestly, if I were them, I would not want to ping the radar. I would lay low. So I hope they do. So, senior official has echoed her remarks when she had threatened retaliation. Over there was some comment, and so it looks like things might be calming down a little bit, but we still need to watch it closely. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more.
Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.